Great day. Started early this morning with walking my dogs along the river. That was lovely. A tricky 45 minutes. That weren't so lovely. And then second 45 minutes, which after a couple of weeks ago when we played here against Exeter, I thought it was a very big test for all our players. And the response of the players at half-time to come back from 2-0 down in front of our supporters, which was a little bit of an OK first half, but to find ourselves 2-0 down, and I thought the players were absolutely superb second half.
As you said, found yourselves 2-0 down. Given the way the last home game went and the recent results, did you fear the worst when it was 2-0? Did you doubt in your mind that you'd get back into it and get the result in the end you got?
Well, I know we all know that we've got some on our bench, we've got some very strong, pacey, powerful players that do make a difference, and they have done all week. Tuesday at Newport, Sean and Akpo came on, and then last week at Wickham, Akpo came on and was brilliant. So we know we've got those players to come on, and we kept nice and calm at half time. We didn't panic and made some adjustments to our formation, our shape, if you like. Pressed them a little bit higher and got a little bit closer. And of course, then the breaks came. But you've got to say, in the first half, we also had three good chances in the first half. So I'm not entirely sure, although they had a lot of possession in their own half, that we were as bad as 2-0 down.
Mentioned there the pacey, strong, powerful players. One that fits the bill, all of them, is Sean Batt. And it's a great day for him. He's grabbing all the headlines today. You've stuck with him all through the tough times that he's had here at Barnet. He's finally got his rewards today, scoring the winning goal.
Yeah, you could not meet a nicer bloke. You couldn't meet a nicer bloke. He trains hard, trains well, good attitude, great with all the other players when he's not playing. He's been really, he's a good bloke. And the injuries that he's had have been a real stressful to him. And of course to me, because I signed him. But when he comes on as a sub, he really does do damage. He really can do damage. And to see him score that goal and see the happiness of the supporters, the happiness of the player, you know, that's pretty special for me personally, and I really like that.
You mentioned his injuries, though. He went down after the goal. He went down a little bit injured. Is he OK? Carried on?
Don't know. I don't ask him. Just told him to get up and hurry up and run back. Help the team.
He also put in a brilliant effort defensively as well. 10 minutes of stoppage time at the end of the second half. Did you raise your eyebrows at that? And then to defend for 10 minutes when you're already knackered, having played 3 games in a week, there's a huge effort.
No, I didn't raise my eyes at that. The referee and the fourth official, is it? After do all that, I do hope that their player, the Hartlepool player that went off injured, I do hope he's okay. First thing I do when I leave here is go and check that he's okay. And I think the referee had a spot on game today.